good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 6, 2023. I apologize to everyone that might have been waiting outside. We went a little bit long in our closed session. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation. Today will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Will be led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, a day like no other that you allowed us to see again. We ask that you bless our families as well as our employees, the staff, elected officials, and all the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you protect those that are fighting for our democracy. We pray that this summer season bring us joy and your will. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll first have a time of public comment for anyone wishing to comment on any item that's on today's agenda. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line in order to be heard. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment and move to items under purchasing. Item A is consider an approval award execute. That one until next week. Item B is consider an approval award execute receiving file a contract for request for proposal for inmate food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with Trinity Services Group. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is receiving file a sub-recipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District 10. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to Texas Department of Corrections, Criminal Justice for June insurance reimbursement. Item C is consider and approve using American Rescue Plan loss for revenue funding to replace roof for Annex 2 at 200 cost estimated to be at $275,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for the service center for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $2,419. Item E is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the 279th District Court for additional costs for transcripts in the amount of $7,500. Item F is regular county's bills, check numbers 506843 through 507010. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Stanley Shepard, Jerry Lowe, Dylan Leishaw, and Brian Barber to Orlando, Florida on July 19th, 2023 to July 22nd for the Airborne Public Safety Association Conference, which we've been paid for from Sheriff's Office travel budget. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have three items and a very short agenda today. Item A is considering possibly approve a Hebert Acres, a minor plat of 9-acre tract out of the Sigler Survey, Abstract 48, located on Hebert Road in Precinct 2. It's in the City of Port Arthur ETJ and has met all the Jefferson County and City of Port Arthur platting requirements. Item B is to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement to Exxon Mobil Low Carbon Solutions for the purpose of pipeline construction and hauling of materials along Jefferson County roads located in Precincts 1 and 4. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Fiberlight for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, and repairing a utility or common carrier pipeline for the distribution of fiber optic conduit along East Club Road in precinct number four. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Only question I have, I want to make sure that we get an approval from Port Arthur on A. We did get an approval. Okay.
All righty, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And amazingly, that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official has anything they wish to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge. This Thursday at 10, there will be a Juneteenth flag raising at the sub-courthouse in Port Arthur. It's an annual event, been doing about 8 years. Also, I would have a band playing. It's called Lunch in the Park. A lot of time, I want to invite everyone in North Mid-County to come out. Just bring a lawn chair. We have benches. The band Briscoe Lake, the music is free, but there will be food vendors for you to purchase. Food is great. But you have to purchase your own food, but the band is free. And it's just a kickoff to summer. Thank you.
All right. I also mentioned that I received a certificate from the Texas Historical Commission who announced that the Jefferson County Historical Commission has earned a Distinguished Service Award again, 2022 years of service, for significantly above average County Historical Commission performance based on a statewide analysis, and they're one of only a few that received that award, and we're very proud of the work that they do.
Judge, I'd like to just say congratulations to my friend, Dr. Stuart Kieschnick, who was named Region 5 Education Service Center Superintendent of the Year for our local, and he's going to go on. There's a potential for him to be named statewide, so congratulations to Stuart.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Judge, just to reiterate, I want to thank the Historical Commission because Port Arthur celebrated 125-year anniversary. I missed it because I had some previous plans. Commissioner Alford stood in for me and my grandson. But we get bragged on about that sub-courthouse and how well it's preserved and looked. And I want to thank Teresa, and I apologize. I can't remember your name. Come on up here and say your name. I don't think you sit back there quiet all the time, but I want to thank y'all for what y'all do.
Well, thank you. Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer. I know now. I remember. I ain't going to remember tomorrow.
That's okay. Well, thank you. I love what I get to do, and thank y'all for the opportunity. You mentioned that we had a lot of volunteer hours. We had 4,500 volunteer hours this year, and this is our 37th consecutive year to receive the Distinguished Service Award. So we're very, very proud of everybody's work.
Yes, and I've noticed this past week a number of social media posts with photographs of the courthouse and attesting to what a magnificent architectural feat. I think if I looked once, I think the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court in 1930 floated a bond for like $1.1 million to build this courthouse, which there's no way we could afford to build a courthouse like this today. We couldn't find stonemasons that could do the stonework that would be necessary to get it done. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago when we did the bottom-up stonework and ceiling to try to prevent water intrusion and the termite problems and everything, the Texas Historical Commission required us to go back to the same quarry that the original stone came from, which was located in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
Yes.
And fortunately, the quarry was still open, and we were able to get the stone from them, which is amazing after, 90 years. But it is a magnificent structure. And we thank you for what y'all do.
Thank you, Jennifer. See, I remember, Jennifer.
All right, anything further? All right. If there's nothing further, thank you all so much for being here. Again, I apologize for the delay in getting you in here, and we are adjourned.